Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So they lost two games that I think soured tons of fans, including myself, on them. One lost so bad I had to get my nipples pierced. The other one
went by 35.
Yes, too. The other one, when I saw that one coming, my predictive skills are off the charts ever since. I got my nipples pierced.
How are you doing in the ESPN one where you were like literally one of the 45 best predictors in the world?
I believe still top 50. I'd have to double check here today.
Wow.
But it's like that, like going through with that bet.
Gave you powers.
Yeah. Like, didn't Abraham sacrifice something up?
No. God tested him in the book of Genesis.
Yeah.
Told him to go sacrifice Big Isaac, his son. He had the knife all the way up and was about to start coming down, and God said, whoa, just a test. You're good now. You're going to live till you're 970.
So I went through with this one, and now they've graced me or granted me with the powers of unbelievable prognostications from Steelers-Packers to Steelers-Colts yesterday. But I saw the Packers loss coming. That being said, the defensive performance was so putrid outside of that second quarter in the second half of the game that, you know, it had people here disgruntled and ticked off. You're a $160 million defense. You're dead last in pass defense. You're 22nd in points. You're 30th in yards. I mean, just completely unacceptable. But what I'm getting at is this. They had, yes, two bad losses, but it's followed up by a great win. And I think the NFL played out in a way yesterday with some of the other outcomes and results in games where if you're a Steeler fan and you're looking now like, hey, I was searching for, hoping for a reason to get back on the bandwagon and believe in this team again, and they gave me it. They gave me that. The team did it, and the NFL took care of the rest. I don't think that that's like a reactionary, knee-jerk move to one game. It's a different NFL today than it was at 1 o'clock yesterday. We got to watch and take in a whole day and night of games, and you now draw new conclusions based off of all that.
What was the result yesterday outside of the Steelers that was most eye-opening maybe to you? Is there one singular
game? The Bills beating the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs don't look like complete world beaters now. And the Bills were at less than 100%. The Bills still have their own problems. They don't have wide receivers that get open enough. Another tight end got injured. Their best defensive lineman is out for the year. And they took down Kansas City.
So does that knocks them down enough of a peg, Kansas City, where you, I don't even know if you actually harbored this opinion, but you don't put them in the, they're going to figure it out, they're going to be fine, and they're going to end up there at the end of the day.
I mean, I feel like they probably will.
But it doesn't feel as ironclad as what you're saying.
They're not in the playoffs if it started today. They're 5-4 right now. They've got like the same record as the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
Yeah, like I still think Kansas City is probably pretty darn good. Their offense has been way better this year than it was last year. But also the thing that they've been stripped of is this invincibility in close games. Now they can't win any close games.
That's correct.
That's a huge change from last year. Like, that's the one thing they got ripped for last year. Oh, they only win close games. They're not actually that good. They end up going all the way to the Super Bowl. This year, they pretty much pummel teams. And if any team gets them into a dogfight, they lose. So, And I like Denver's 7-2. Do they? There's 3 7-2 teams in your conference. You've beaten two of them. And the other one needed a last second field goal to beat a backup quarterback yesterday.
Although that Houston team is still a nasty, nasty defense to be reckoned with.
Sure. But look at their record. Would you rather be the Texans or the Steelers right now?
No, I'd rather be the Steelers. I'm saying for Denver's sake, them going on the road, even with against a backup and beating a team that was going to make it a low event game is impressive.
That's why I'm not drinking it fire hose style, but I'm sampling Kool-Aid again. Just little sips.
The only thing that has me feeling like maybe I should be taking dainty sips. What is your pinky out while you do
yes.
this? Dainty pinky out sips of Kool-Aid is, as much as I am skeptical for good reason, like anybody should be, that their defense is going to be that splash play oriented the rest of the year. They won't be. You can just say it straight away. There's only 4 games where a team has forced at least 5 turnovers this year in the NFL. The Steelers have 2 of them. They might get one more if they're lucky, I guess. I don't think their offense will be as bad as it was against a bad defense. I do think that the one thing that I'm like really, or I guess there's 2 things about their defense, Pony, that I'm quietly encouraged about, and that's going to shock you. It's going to shock all of our listeners who think I'm just morose, Eeyore-like at all times. Yes. I do think Ramsey at safety, if they can figure out the pieces around him, could be a very good move for them. If they can just lock him in there and say he's going to be our weapon who is deployed back there, we'll put a reliable tackler with him, and we'll just hope for the best.
And by back there, I don't mean he's always 30 yards off the line of scrimmage
was. He'll be their weapon. He'll be moving around more like Troy used to.
Yeah.
And you've got that guy, and he's setting the tone. He apparently gave the big speech before the game firing people up like
that
no one's business.
That was the greatest oration ever performed before a football game, is the way Aaron Rodgers made it sound.
Well, I think Rodgers does, all kidding aside, like respect that Ramsey doesn't
he loves
screw
Ramsey.
Around and that he gets after it. I do think that Ramsey being back there could help them a lot. And then the very big wild card for me, because this guy's been really bad in games this year. He's looked lost. If Peyton Wilson had a light bulb of sorts go on and can be even close to that level of fly around the field playmaker.
Well, yes.
Even close.
Yeah, but we've also buried the lead here. The most expensive player on their defense, mm-hmm. who came in with 4.5 sacks, fewer than Myles Garrett had in one game, performed probably the biggest single play of the Steelers season that turned that game around. That's why you pay a guy that kind of money, to change the outcomes of games. And he hadn't done it all year. He did make, actually that's not true, made a big play at the end of the New England game, where he forced that fumble of Drake May, and then the Steelers came down and scored a touchdown.
So he's the guy that is your lead on defense? I thought the play of
Chris,
the game. He didn't do...
You need your best players to be your best players. Okay, like Jalen Ramsey moving to safety, I think might unlock something in their defense. I agree with that. If Jalen Ramsey's better back there, but TJ Watt is still a guy that's lost a step and isn't a $41 million player, I got news for you. You're not going to be a great defense this year.
He made one massive play, but I did not think he had like some other than that unbelievable game. He played 60 snaps. I thought one was spectacular, and I thought 59 of them were okay.
What, back to being the other TJ Watt that's gotten blocked all year?
Not $41 million good. He made one massive game and possibly season-altering play.
So wait a minute. If you're going to like use an adjective, great, good, average, below average, bad.
Good game. I thought he had a good game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good game!
good game. I think for sure two Steelers defenders had great games.
So, does it matter? Like, if Ben Roethlisberger had 110 yards going into the final drive of Super Bowl 43, but then orchestrates that drive, and that's really all he does in the game, does he have just a good game or a great game?
Well, that's a Super Bowl pony, so I think we can all answer that question collectively.
No, but it's the same. It's the same
it's
premise.
It's not, because the, yes, stakes, it is, the stakes of the game are fundamentally different.
We're talking about not a season. We're talking about just one game. How do you evaluate somebody's performance in a game?
Play, but I don't think outside and absent that play, it was one of those where you're constantly looking up going, wow, Watt wrecked another one. Watt did it again.
I thought he was around Jones. This is the same. See, like, now you're moving the goalposts a little bit. I thought he had
What are you doing, reading the YouTube comments? Some guy named Mark literally just accused me of doing that in the same time frame.
Because your whole argument for Parsons last week was, man, he didn't show up and down the stat sheet, but you felt him on basically every drop back in the second half, and that's how I felt about Watt. Yes, he did not have a six-sack game, but he was around the quarterback and noticeable for most of the game, and oh, by the way, he made the biggest play of the game. Like, part of me understands where you're coming from, because you want to hold a player like that up to almost an impossible standard. But to say that he just said, oh, it was a good game. I mean, the other 59 plays, he went back to being 30-year-old TJ Watt who was on a milk carton. That's preposterous.
If he had, so he just, I'm going by PFF. They had him credited with one sack and one hurry, so two pressures, okay?
Yep.
If he finished a season with 34 quarterback pressures.
Yep.
17 of which are sacks.
Yeah.
And that was all he did.
If he had 17 sacks.
No, but hold on. He's got 17 sacks, and other than that, he's got like 17 other charted times where he got near the quarterback.
Yeah.
Would you say that he had a very good season? One sack a game.
If it included also a forced fumble in every game.
No. They're just sacks. You have no idea if he's forcing fumbles,
Chris,
every time, no time.
I can't play that game because he didn't just have one sack in this game. It was a sack where he took the ball away,
Pony,
and then recovered it.
How many times must I repeat myself? It was the play of the game, but like, I don't think I'm burying the lead when I say that Ramsey, I thought, was very good at free safety.
Yep.
And that Peyton Wilson, a guy who has been much maligned this year, who isn't making a ton of money, people are just mad at him because he has stunk sometimes.
Yes.
Played awesome. Those are two bigger items than your $41 million guy making, one big transformative play.
Okay, then if you're, and I don't always, you obviously know I don't always just say what Tomlin says is gospel or what Aaron Rodgers says is gospel. They both said after the game that they probably would have lost if not for what TJ Watt did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it was TJ Watt did it for 60 plays or did it for one play. He changed the outcome of the game.
Yes.
It has to be a great game by him. It has to be. If he's the guy that's getting credit for turning a loss into a win, how can it be described as anything other than great? I don't think this is even semantical. I think this is actually a real discussion point. Like, you're kind of shrugging your shoulders at it like, good game.
His standards, he made one.
Not his standards this year.
Play. By his standards, career-wise, he made one exceptional play, and then was pretty solid the rest of the game.
Donnie, whose side are you on here?
I already know what side he's on. I know what I'm fighting a one on. It's a handicap match here.
Yeah, I thought he had a great game. I mean, the only reason he missed out on a game ball for me was that Wilson was phenomenal. Kyle Duggar
showed up,
was pretty good for being a guy
Kyle
that
Duggar
just showed
didn't
up
get
the other
there
day.
3 days ago, you would have given Watt.
Correct.
Game ball.
Yeah, and Alex Highsmith had his best game
of the
year.
And this is wild. This is the thing. PFF's second highest graded Steelers defender, TJ Watt. PFF's highest graded, Highsmith.
Okay, that proves my point.
Kyle Duggar, 19th out of 24 qualifying players. They thought he was actually pretty bad.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about with Watt? That's not really helping your argument at all.
I was just saying PFF agrees with you guys about Watt, but they do not agree with you about Duggar. Just getting our daily quota of PFF in on a Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.